give them money.
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff again. Lamar just told me to give him a call.
Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay, just a moment, sir.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, Lamar. Good afternoon. This is Pete with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. How was your weekend?
It was really good, man. Hey, where are you located?
I'm out of the San Diego branch.
Okay.
Perfect. You guys are in Texas still, right?
Yeah, we're down in South Texas.
Did you move to the 4309 West U.S. Highway location? Because we had a different one on file.
That was our original office 10 years ago.
Okay, so that's older.
We used to have an office and then a production facility, and we consolidated everything and moved the office to the production facility.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so it looks like you're interested in some of the working capital programs. You exchanged some emails with Nico.
So is there a corporate location in Cardiff, or what's the deal with the name Cardiff?
Yeah, it's actually a double meaning almost, so we're very close to Cardiff by the sea.
Okay.
That's in California, and also we're a private business bank, and the owner has some ties to Cardiff, just like his family does. So it's we're not like a London-based bank. Some people do think that, though.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No. So yeah, you were looking into getting about 3-4%. I heard from your net revenues about.
Yep.
Hey, would you do top line revenue last year, like just ballpark?
Right at $13 million.
Okay, that's
pretty. We've been hovering $13 million for the last 2 or 3 years. Prior to the recession, we were running 18 to 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that all just commodity prices changing, or it just has some other things affected you?
It's just a function of the construction market coming back. You know, it's slow to resume. There's been a big uptick, but it's going to take a minute to get back to that $18 million mark.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some customers in similar situations where they've got government defense contracts, things like that, and they've been pretty dormant for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It's all looks like it's coming around full circle. How long have you guys been doing this for? How long have you been in business for?
11 years.
Okay, so you've been around the block a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice. So are you familiar with a working capital loan, how that works? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how yours is set up. I just the thing that I get into a lot is we get a lot of unsolicited offers that say unsecured, and then it turns out they're really not unsecured. And I just don't want to go through a whole big process.
Yeah,
But it's something else.
No, we do 100% unsecured, you know, cash loans right into your business account. And we also do offer, you know, in particular situations, you can collateralize some of your owned equipment. But, you know, we usually benchmark around 10%, 15%, like I think Nico told you. And you're hitting revenue so high that, like, we wouldn't have to do that kind of collateralized loan.
Right.
So if you were looking around 3-5%, like what's a number, I guess, capital wise? 300K, 400K?
Yeah, about 350, somewhere in that range.
What do you have coming up in the pipeline? Are you guys working on a big project? Is this for like
We've got about 15 right now our pipeline shows about $15 million worth of work bid that we're in discussions on. We've just secured about $3 million, so.
Okay, you know, so definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm writing notes down by hand.
Okay, so how can you explain to me how the process works and what how the program works?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of work do you get and
So for us, it's more of like, for the term, it's anywhere between 3 months. It goes all the way out to 36, but, you know, for a typical first-time customer, looking more around 24 month. And it's a lump sum, unsecured, and the terms, like I said, probably get something around 24, and instead of like an APR or some kind of interest rate, we just do a simple cost of funds, cents on the dollar. So obviously the longer the term you get, the lower your payments are going to be, and I guess the lower the APR. It's like, you know, hypothetically 100k 3 years, that's a 3.33. you know, if you have a 2 year term, it's going to be 5%. So, you know, for how is your credit?
Bad? Yeah.
Like 400 bad or?
No. So let me kind of give you just a real brief snapshot of the history. We did a project in 2012 during this kind of during the recession, a $6 million project, and our customer stiffed us for $4 million.
Wow.
But, yeah, prior to that, my credit score for the previous 10 years was 740, 750. Unfortunately, when that happened, I had a ton of stuff tied to my, that I had guaranteed, you know, when I opened the company. So my credit score took a nosedive and it's plundered. It's just stayed down around 580. In April, we finally won. We had a lawsuit against that company. We won, you know, and they're a large organization. We won our lawsuit. September the 28th, we go back before the tribunal to determine the damages and the dollar amount. So, you know, we're fixing to be in a situation here pretty quick where we're not going to be, we're going to go back to having pretty much a debt-free company at that point. So it's kind of short-term for me. I'm not really looking to keep money for very long.
Yeah, so you're looking more at a maybe 3 to 6 months? Or
yeah, but I don't want to tie it up so that it's got some big, massive payments and then I'm strangled to make that happen. You know, if things drag out a little longer, I want to have that flexibility.
No, that's always nice about these. When you, there is not a lot of like companies do this, but we do actually some sort of discount on the interest if you pay back early. Right. So on your remaining interest. So actually getting that longer term, even for a shorter project, works out because it'll keep your payments low until you're ready to just pay it all off and then just get rid of it and actually
so
save a little bit of money.
So that's a 5% annual rate? Is that what you're talking about? Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it would depend. We have to like get a little bit of paperwork in. We just take a look at some bank statements for the most part. And that's more for our top-tier credit with someone with a little bit more damaged credit, although it is something that we do look at. It's mostly based on revenues, so that'll definitely help you out, help your case.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want to give you any numbers as far as quotes go, but we can get you those in about 24 hours once we receive an application, tax documents, and 6 months of bank statements. It's really quick.
Okay.
And we can get you some numbers to play with.
What I really don't want, because I'm in the process of rebuilding credit, is I don't want you guys pulling my credit.
See, we're definitely going to have to pull the credit, but it is a soft pull, so it's only going to be on Experian.
Right.
So, I mean, while it is something we look at, it's not something that, like, is as heavily weighed as your revenues, but it's just due diligence. We got to look at tax returns and, you know, kind of make sure you don't have a lien against you guys or something like that. Are you the 100% owner here, Lamar?
I am.
Okay. Nice. Have you reached out anywhere else for financing, or just Nico kind of caught you at the right time?
Yeah, he just caught us at the right time.
Well, that's good. Things like that happen. I mean, do you work with the bank right now, or?
Yeah, I've got a revolving line of credit at the bank, but they won't expand it at all.
What are you at right now?
$400,000.
You used up 400K, or you almost got it all?
It revolves. It goes up and down.
Okay, I got you. Who's that with? Just out of curiosity.
Texas National Bank.
Okay. And this 300 to 350 is more just kind of like a bridge loan while you're waiting in for the, you know, the settlement to happen.
Right.
Those projects to start coming. Okay. So it's not as much of a return on investment. It's more of a, you know, keeping the wheels turning.
That's right.
I got you. And you're looking to do this ASAP?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, well, I think I got everything I need just for like an initial, you know, conversation here. Like I said, we can get you some numbers in about 24 hours. And then what we shoot to do is just get to the largest amount possible, longest term, and then have you kind of tell us, you know, tailor it to your situation. If you want to keep a longer term, maybe do a smaller amount of capital, you know, we can be flexible in that department.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Where can I send that email?
Lamar@strongsteel.com.
Oh, he has your email. Perfect. Perfect. I'll tell him to shoot some info over there, what we need. And when do you think you can get that back to me? It's probably take like a day or two, right?
Let me look at it, and I'll see what it is, and then I'll let you know.
Sounds good. I'll tell Nico to give you a call on Friday. Does that work?
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.